From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The question on the minds of many market analysts is, what happens if President Trump serves notice the U.S. is pulling out of NAFTA? Could the deal survive? Under the pact, the U.S., Canada, or Mexico can withdraw after giving 6 months' notice. But just because the president issues a withdrawal notice doesn't mean the U.S. will formally pull out. For example, since announcing the U.S. will leave the Paris Climate Change Agreement, the U.S. has sent signals it may stay under certain conditions. There's also speculation Congress could prevent the White House from dismantling NAFTA. Chamber of Commerce President Thomas Donahue is calling for a pro-trade policy and immigration changes, setting up a potential conflict with the White House over the best path for growth. After finding common ground with the president on tax cuts and regulatory rollbacks last year, the Commerce stands to part ways with the White House on key issues, including trade and midterm elections. They're at odds with the administration over threats to withdraw from NAFTA and actions to do away with the protections for DACA recipients. After a 3-year plunge, U.S. farm income is stabilizing, but at a much lower level than previous years. That's according to the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank, warning that growing inventories and trade uncertainty remain the key risks to the outlook. According to Successful Farming, the Fed reports 2017 income is 18% below the long-term average. That's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West. For more information, visit our website at aginfo.net.